Patty Vasquez is in the studio. Hi, Patty.
Hi, how are you doing?
What time do you go to work tonight?
I go to work around, well, I'm going to be at Zany's tonight. So I start at 8:30 tonight at the Zany's on Wells in Old Town, and then I'll come here right after that and be here by about 10:15 for my 11 p.m. show.
How often do you do that, a double like that?
It depends. I mean, I was doing it every month. We were having a funny female showcase every month, an all-women's show that I've hosted for over 8 years. And what a bad time to end that run.
I know.
Of all times.
Well, I don't know. Would you like to be on stage with that as the umbrella now or not?
Yeah, tonight would have been. I mean, this is actually the night we would be doing it, the third Monday of every month. And I think that one of the great things about doing that show was that it did take us out of that. It's like going to, you know, being able to not worry about the fact that, oh, here's a woman on stage. You knew that every comic on stage is a woman. So I'm trying to see if I can bring that back.
But is there some of that? Do audiences want to see men more than women?
Yeah.
Automatically?
I think it's, well, I don't know if they want to. I think that's just what they're accustomed to. They're used to it more.
And so now they've got like, oh, well, this is the B team if I'm watching a lady. I mean, is that the disposition?
Yeah. Well, the comics who bring us up, they'll say, you ready for something different? Are you ready for a lady comic? You know, the lovely. It's very strange. Well, you've talked about using the word lovely.
Do you hate that?
It's very strange. Well, I've had comics go into even worse detail. And I do mean worse, because it's like that has nothing to do with my material that I'm about to do. And I made the mistake once of asking an MC. It was for the HBO, the TBS Just for Laughs Fest. I said, could you do me a favor and not say anything about the way I look? And he took it as, oh, she thinks she's pretty. He didn't have my 15 years of experience of I really cringe when people say she's cute or she's pretty. It happens every single time. So he went on stage. He goes, all right, everybody, this girl is messed up in the face. You know when you see a Corvette that's covered in bird crap? You know it's beautiful. And he went out of his way to say horrible things about my face because he felt I was being a little full of myself. So you just can't win, John.
I was just going to say, so what are you supposed to do? I mean, if you do try, but I think the culture is getting a corrective right now. And that's not going down so easily. You're right.
It's hard. It's painful.
Steve, how did it come up where you're, oh, I know. We had a guest on and she wrote an essay and a Facebook post in which she said that here's like 14 things guys can do to help women with the hashtag MeToo. And one of them was, don't introduce a female referencing their appearance. Don't say, here's the lovely Patty Vasquez.
It's weird. It is because you don't do that. I had a friend of mine say, I know, you know, I have a friend who always tells women how beautiful they are. And I said, why can't you tell them they're smart or funny? But I mean, I don't come and sit down across from you, John, and say, man, you are so smart, John. I mean, maybe you'd like that. But we don't sort of give men caveats like, I need to give you praise so that you feel better about yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what typically happens to a guy. And the woman also noted that men will be given every sort of doctorate that they're due. So if it's Dr. Williams, they'll say, here's Dr. Williams, the brilliant Dr. Williams. But as often as not, they won't reference the academic pedigree of a female.
It's weird.
Which is, I don't understand that either. And this is just the one thing, though, that we are also struggling with, and that is that the intentions of all of these poorly speaking men are, in the cases I'm referencing, good.
Right. Absolutely.
They mean well.
Which is what's so confusing about it.
I don't know what to... I know. So now you say, okay, well, don't say that stuff. So I'm not going to say you're ugly, but now I think guys, and I'm not saying it's me, are now sort of at a loss for what to do, how to behave.
And I know that people are hesitant, now they're worried, and I guess the only thing I'd say to that is then we're saying it for a reason. It means that the years of it, the sort of compounded effect, has been negative. And we're I'm sorry that it's hard for you guys, but we're coming from a place of like, please,
it's time.
Finally.
So and did you
it's
see
a bit of a relief?
And I wonder if anybody saw after Harvey Weinstein, because that was the first domino. That was the big domino.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And if it was here they come, and it's going to come all the way down to Patty Vasquez at WGN or Lois Smith, who works at the local grade school. And you know what, guys, I'm tired of that crap. And it all started with Harvey Weinstein. I wonder if everybody saw that was how this thing was going to trickle out.
I don't know, because it's so, it was so awful. I mean, the level to which he was doing this, I mean, sexual assault and violently.
Well, what's
so.
Your take on Al Franken?
So my take on Al Franken was, I woke up, are you just tired of waking up angry sometimes? I woke up.
I got to stop looking at the Trump Twitter account every morning because that's how I start my day.
I need to start a new habit of how I wake up. I need a half an hour before I start looking at things. I was really disappointed because, but I've also, and also I saw myself as that woman in that picture. There's a picture of me from a comedy tour I did. I thought everyone was smiling and three guys around me were making lewd gestures in my direction. And I won't repeat it. I've said it on my show and people, I had to explain myself and then that got kind of weird. But I've been that woman. But what's come out afterwards is also sort of strange in that now they're finding other pictures of her. There's a video of her introducing Robin Williams, and he has his arm around her, and he's sliding it down. He's looking at her breasts, and at one point he slides it down, his hand down to her rear end. And when she leaves after she introduces him, she embraces him, wraps her leg around him. So there was a lot of what seems like sexuality on these USO tours. So, you know, the line had to be very confusing for everybody. And Al was kind of, it seems like he was going along with all these sort of jokes that they were making. Was she asleep? Now there's, you know, controversy as to whether or not she was actually asleep. Was she staging it with him? And so that gets confusing, because then are we now going after the person who raised this issue and is, you know, claiming that she's a victim? That's hard too, because you don't want to attack women by saying, what did you do to deserve this?
It's funny because you mentioned that USO tour. Who are the notable women on the USO tour? It was Anne Margaret. It was Raquel Welch.
Right. On this tour was the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, too, wearing, like, hardly anything.
Sure. I mean, let's give the guys out there in the field something to whistle at. And the women were complicit in that. It's very strange.
So it gets very uncomfortable, I think. These are uncomfortable conversations.
Well, you came in here all aglow. Because you got a big follow on your Twitter account.
I did get a big follow. I was listening to your first half hour about being at the Secretary of State. And at the same time, I was learning that I have been followed by @RealLindaCarter, who is Wonder Woman. And immediately I started checking to see, oh, does she just like have someone who starts following accounts? But she only follows 741, which is not a lot.
How many people follow Linda Carter?
75,000, something like that.
75,000. And she's selected a very special, less than 1,000 people to follow back.
And she's a big hero of mine, not just because of, obviously, the iconic character of Wonder Woman, but she's a Latina and Scottish. So she's of a similar background. I'm Mexican and Irish. She is Mexican and Scottish. I did not know that when I was growing up, even.
And so do you tweet at her, or do you include her in hashtags or something?
No, I've never tweeted
she
at her.
She found you out somehow.
Well, I've been hashtag, you know, believe women, and women of hashtag women of comedy, that kind of thing, supporting my fellow comics, because it has been a strange couple of weeks. Dozens of think pieces about what it's like to be a woman in comedy. So I've just been highlighting the people I know.
You probably have a lot of famous people, though, who follow you.
I don't have that many.
I don't have any.
Oh, do you want me? I'll tell them to follow you. Josh Charles follows me.
Who?
It's not even that famous.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure it's great.
From The Good Wife. No, you'd see him. If you saw him, you'd know who he was.
From The Good Wife. Yes. I love The Good Wife.
Yes. He's her main love interest besides her husband, besides the governor.
Ah.
Yes.
Why does he follow you?
I don't know. I did tweet at him one time. Yes.
I see. Well, my biggest follow is Steve Bertrand.
Well, there you go.
Bertrand,
is that because he's tall? Is that your biggest?
You do follow me, don't you, Steve, on Twitter?
No, but I will one day.
I don't tweet that much. It's all, and I do that sort of lazy. It's linked to my Instagram and linked to my Facebook, so if it posts on one thing, it sort of goes across all platforms.
Plug your show. What are you going to do tonight?
Tonight we are going to have. I probably should take a look. I should have looked at that on the way in. I was trying to think of the topics we were going to talk about. But
are you going to do Jeffrey Tambor?
Yes, we'll definitely do Jeffrey Tambor. And I think that men are starting to worry. Is this a witch hunt? I guess it feels that way. You know, he just said that under these circumstances, I don't think I can do a good show, and that's sort of devastating to people.
Well, the men who should worry, tell me if you agree, are the men who have done this, and the men who don't have to worry. This, I guess, is assuming that all the accusations will be fair, will be true. But if you didn't grope women, then you don't have to worry because you've got nothing to worry about.
Exactly.
But the here's the group, I guess, that is kind of going, well, did I grope her or not? We were kidding around. We were all laughing. She squeezed my butt.
Laughing doesn't count.
If you laugh, it doesn't count?
Just because she's laughing doesn't mean...
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, but I mean, then what percentage of the population, Steve, over the age of 43, are going to end up being guilty of some sort of inappropriate behavior? And I'm not kidding about that.
No, I know. I know you're not. And I'm just saying that the you know, it's so subjective that you don't know how you could be doing something that you intend to not be offensive in any way, but
right.
You don't get to make the decision.
it seems right now like a lot of the good guys are asking the questions of women in their lives, and the women have to be honest with them. And not in a harsh way or a critical way. Just
how
be very honest.
How would that go?
I had a friend actually message me and say, "Hey, when we were on that tour, because he saw my post regarding the Al Franken pictures, and I said I have been that woman." He said, "Hey, did I ever do anything that made you uncomfortable?" And I had to be honest with him, and I said, "Well, not during the tour, but afterwards, I thought we were friends, and you asked if you could come to my hotel room, and that's crossing the line." I don't know if you have
remember,
to ask.
You remember
I remember exactly. Yeah, and you can see in our messages, the last time we exchanged notes or messages on Facebook was 2010, and it was because he said, "Can I come to your room with you?" You know? So, and but I was very honest with him, and I said, that's consensual, right?
Yeah, but that I mean, he's just saying, "I want to go to your hotel room," and you know why.
Yes.
It's okay for him to ask that. It's not okay for him to force that.
Exactly. And that's what I told him. I said, "That was uncomfortable for me, and that's why I haven't spoken to you, because
really?
We can't be friends anymore."
What, were you guys married at the time?
Or? I was married, yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, then the
answer.
Because
otherwise, I don't know what, I mean.
Right. How's a guy supposed to know?
And while we weren't, right, that he's taking his chances. He didn't do it while we were on the tour, and he was responsible for giving me my paychecks. You know, but on the same at the same time, he's the promoter of the tour I was doing.
Well, then that's a different dynamic entirely. It's 2:22. Okay, so then I don't know if this relates to all of that, but Steve, do you remember? I have to take a break here. I can finish this on the other side. What happened in Libertyville?
I do.
What did you do, John?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Steve? Okay, in just a minute. We don't have a lot of time to discuss this, and it's just as well. Patty Vasquez is in our studio. You'll hear her tonight.
Yes.
At two places. First at
Zany's on Wells at 8:30 p.m. and then right here at 11 p.m. till 2.
So when Steve and I were in Libertyville for the Hometown Voices tourist stop, people wait afterwards and we all get our picture taken. And we all put our arms around each other and then somebody takes the picture. And we do a lot of those and we love doing them. So Steve, is this what happened? So somebody went to take the picture and the picture didn't go. And so then my kind of standard line is, "Well, that's okay. I don't mind." And then I kind of hug the ladies a little tighter on either arm.
Okay.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, the way I remember it was you said, "That's okay. This is, I don't mind this." And you used it. It was a two-arm embrace of one of the women.
That's right. And then I reached, so I had one arm around her shoulder, and then I reached my other arm around to her shoulder and kind of gave her a squeeze
and
a sideways hug.
I aged about 15 years.
And Steve went blank. He goes, "Oh, John, that's exactly what we don't do now." And I looked at him and I said, "You're kidding, right? I mean, yeah, I get it, but haha." And he goes, "No, I'm not kidding.
There was
you should not do that."
Well, it's hard because you're in a sort of festive situation.
We're
you're celebrating after a show.
Johnny, you're talking like a man.
No.
Yeah,
I'm
talking like the truth.
I'm trying to talk to John through this perhaps now.
Yet.
No, but now with perspective and in that situation, you'll consider it next time.
I totally next time won't
see?
Give these ladies an extra squeeze, and they
don't give them any. See, and so Patty, so I said this to
why
John.
Why are you putting your hands over your eyes?
Oh no.
I said this to John Patty, and it's a great example because he meant absolutely nothing by it and
they
saw.
Always laugh. They love that John Williams and Steve Bertrand are giving him a little extra hug.
I did not, for the record.
Yes. Not Steve. All right. It's all right. I mean, it's all right now. Now you know, right?
It just speaks to the fact that there are a lot of guys who have no bad intentions and no idea of what they're doing.
I guess. I'm still not sure I did anything wrong.
I had to teach myself how to hug because of shows. I mean, people would come up to me and throw their arms around me. And Steve Cochran was the first one that noticed it. He goes, "Oh, you know, I can tell you don't want to hug when you say, 'Oh, we're hugging.' Oh, okay. I guess we're hugging."
Tonight, you're also going to talk about the 15 men exonerated in one day, the Chicago cops.
And perhaps hundreds more to come. We have an attorney who has worked with the Chicago Police Department, so it's
incredible.
Patty
Vasquez on stage and on WGN Radio at 11 o'clock tonight.